There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. Midday Mobile, live local talk the next couple of hours. Hi, my name is Sean. I'm glad you're here, and lots to do on today's show. Of course, you are a big part of the show at 343-0106, or you could use the brand new FM Talk 106.5 app to use the TalkBack feature to leave us a message, one of the many, many things. The app is like a digital Swiss Army knife, right? So you can download the free, brand new FM Talk 106.5 app through Google Play for Android, or you could use the App Store for Apple folks. You get that and just search for FM TALK 1065. No point between the 6 and 5. And you could use it to just stream the station if you'd like, right? That's like the big main blade on your Swiss Army knife. But in addition, there's a whole bunch, whether it's up-to-minute weather information, traffic information on the app, show schedules on the app, access to 55 hours a week of live local programming through our podcast there, our social media feeds with news breaking on those. Check them out there as well. But yeah, one button to call the station. You can hit another to text the station or use that TalkBack feature to leave us a message. That's on there as well. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Check it out, the brand new FM Talk 106.5 app. All right, so obviously busy day on today's show. I want to say, first of all, and we'll get to this later on in the hour, good luck. And I rarely get into it this way, but I will. Good luck to former State Senator Rusty Glover, who made the announcement on Jeff's show earlier. He is running for state auditor. Another chance at having a South Alabama voice in that position up in Montgomery. We'll talk more about that later on in the hour. Yeah, we'll start off, though, with this discussion of the Delta variant. The Delta variant, not Mobile Tensol Delta. It's not like the little baddie flu or the Bay Grass flu or the Chuck Fee flu. No, this is the Delta variant of the coronavirus, COVID-19. And it drove the presser yesterday from Mobile County Health Department. We'll get to. But we're going to look through this. We're going to go and try to do this as critical thinkers here and try to look at the numbers, look at what's coming out, look at the perceived dangers, look at the understood dangers or lack thereof in this, and try to make the right, get the right information for you to make the call that's right for your family. But I've been telling y'all for 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks that this was a thing that was out there. We know it firsthand in my family. So, and I pointed out that we had people in the family that, have vaccines that still got it. It gets, the kids can get it as well. I know that's true. I've been looking at this a couple of weeks. Did a week of shows remote from the house there. Even though y'all heard me here, I was at my home studio doing them there. I'm fine. Didn't get it. But the day is young, so we'll see what happens there. All right. So with that being said, and you know what? Y'all have messaged me. A lot of folks here, too, said the same thing. In their family, somebody's gotten this Delta variant of COVID-19. So that drove the discussion yesterday. And we'll get this. We'll get the audio from yesterday's presser from Mobile County Health Department. Also in the hour, we'll talk about what the markets are doing. Markets are back up today. What does Wall Street think about this? Do we really know? Does Wall Street even know what it thinks about the Delta variant? Also, we'll look at the vaccination numbers, and is this really an issue like it was last year? Because honestly, the pandemic is, at least according to the president, is only affecting those who aren't vaccinated. So we'll get into that. So first, though, leadoff batter here, yesterday's presser with Mobile County Health Department. Here's Dr. Mindy Murphy.
Around the county with regard to COVID-19. So if we look at just the 2 weeks that have gone by since July 4th, so if we compare the 14 days since July 4th to the 2 weeks prior to July 4th, this is what's been going on in our county. The number of cases have more than doubled since July 4th. In fact, the number of cases that we've seen just through yesterday in July exceeds the monthly total number since February. So this, just in the 18 days that we have data for July, we've already exceeded the monthly number of cases for March, April, May, and June. So infections are accelerating in all age groups, but there are more infections in the 18 to 49 age groups than any of the other age groups combined. So more than half of the cases that we know about are occurring in that largely unvaccinated group of people who are 18 to 49. Now remember, I mentioned that the rates are going up in all age groups, but the highest age-adjusted rate of infection is in, again, five times more people aged 18 to 24 got COVID in the last 2 weeks, and alarmingly, five times as many people who are 0 to 4 years old were reported to us as having acute COVID infections. So again, just really high rates of COVID, accelerated number of cases, high transmission of the Delta variant in unvaccinated residents of Mobile County. In addition to cases, we've seen the percent of emergency department visits that are for COVID-like illness double since July 4th. Also, the percent of COVID-positive laboratory tests nearly tripled in the 14 days since July 4th. So we went to just under 5% prior to July 4th to last week, a 14% positive COVID tests. And luckily, we are seeing the number of tests performed going up. It's really, really important that anyone who's having symptoms of COVID, who's been exposed to COVID, who has traveled, please go out and get a COVID test. You can get one all over town, and we provide free tests at two locations 5 days a week. So I mentioned hospitalizations. So just to give you some framework, yesterday, there were 62 people in the hospital with COVID-19, and that is the largest number of people hospitalized on a given day since March 8th. And our lowest number of hospitalizations this year was just 15 people in the hospital on June 20. So again, just 1 month ago, we had only 15 people in the hospital, and yesterday we had 62 people in the hospital, a quadrupling of people hospitalized.
All right. So a little bit of yesterday's presser from the Mobile County Health Department, Dr. Wendy Murphy, over that. So there's some numbers. So we'll look at it by the numbers and then break down what it means. So first of all, the number of cases have doubled since just July 4th. Now, that is when, once again, anecdotally, just throwing my part in, you know, in my family, that's when it hit. It hit coming out of the Independence Day weekend. I will add in that, and I think Brian and Citronelle said, you know, why get a vaccine that doesn't keep you from getting it? You know, in what cases people get it that have the vaccine and not, they're saying the benefit. And I can say anecdotally, Brian, that I saw people in the family that were vaccinated, and they both had, we had Pfizer and Moderna in the family. The people that had those vaccines seem to have lesser symptoms. But the danger of saying that, and that's one that is back to the critical thinking, right, is that I don't know what their conditions would have been like, those members of the family, if they hadn't had the vaccine. I don't know. That's unknowable. But they did, people in the family did get COVID, the Delta variant, that had been vaccinated. Now, they're better now. Everybody's fine. Nobody went to the hospital in our family, thank the Lord. But it is a growth in these number of cases. So yeah, cases more than doubled since July 4th. The monthly total is more than the entirety of from June back to February. The biggest number of infections came in 18 to 49 age group. So there is not the older folks. And I think that makes sense. I think older folks, and we'll talk about this later, as a group have had a higher level of vaccination out there. okay? 62 in the hospital right now, the highest number yet. Number of deaths is low in this. All right, so let's point this out. Number of deaths is low, and the number of tests have tripled. I think they said. And you know what? You know why that is? Okay, anecdotally, once again, for me. So I have family members, lots of family members that have this Delta variant. I'm trying my best to take care of folks, do radio shows, and all that. So what I've been doing is getting very, very regular tests. The quick swab deal, which, by the way, that's a go-to there. That is a go-to. If you are in that situation like I was in, you can make that appointment. I was doing, not trying to pick one versus the other, but I was doing it through Walgreens, and they send an appointment. You drive up, they hand you the little swab out. You swab your nose, and they, within an hour or two, you get an email back telling you if you're positive or negative. So that was, I enjoyed that convenience. And it's not the swab that goes up through your nostrils and back to the back of your brain. It's just right there in the front of your nose. So that's a good deal. So with that, we see this growth in numbers. Now, that is all, those are facts. Now, what it means to people, how sick they're getting, that's a question. I think what we're seeing now with the numbers as they stand today is something that's a lot less than we were in last year, right? Yeah, so I mean, we're definitely in a better rate. Now, what happens by next week or something, I don't know. But this is, you know, the national narrative on this is like a, if I'm doing Snopes, if it's called Sullivan's and not Snopes, is like a half-truth. Because definitely you have an improvement. People that have had the vaccine, there is a value to having the vaccine even if you get the case. I really do believe. Once again, I can't tell you exactly how my family members would have fared that did get the vaccine if they hadn't, but I think it's better. They recovered faster because members of the family that did not have it were sicker longer. Okay. So there's a benefit. But the national narrative right now is that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Yeah, that's not a complete truth. I mean, there's some truth in there, but it's definitely riskier for somebody that doesn't have a vaccine, I think. But at the same time, there's people with the vaccines getting it. So the idea here probably is to push states like ours, people in states like ours that have low vaccination numbers, to get vaccinated. I think the highest increases in cases of COVID of the Delta variety, Arkansas, Missouri, Florida, Alabama, not too far back behind there in those numbers. So, by the way, too, in any death reports you hear nationally or locally, the running average right now nationally for people that have been vaccinated, okay? People that have been vaccinated, and I'm going to throw them all together. I don't know if they've parsed out Pfizer versus Moderna versus J&J, but 99.7% of the deaths have come from unvaccinated patients. So out of the deaths they have, 99.7% have been unvaccinated. We being a hotspot state, they call that, with about 30% vaccination rates, there's a lot of us in the Sun Belt are there. It's going to be, I guess, localized if you're looking at the hospitalization and death rates. But saying that this is just a pandemic of the unvaccinated would fly in the face of the fact that there are people that have these vaccines that are still getting COVID. And this is not just happening in the Sun Belt or the South or us, you know, flyover country in Missouri or something like that. It's going to happen all around the country. Good news is those that are most vulnerable, older folks, people with pre-existing conditions, so many of them have gotten the vaccine. That protects that part of it. But then here we go. So those are facts, right? Those are facts. That's what we're dealing with. People can still choose to get the vaccine or not. But then, got Fauci, got the American Physician Society saying every child over two should be wearing masks indoors. L.A. County, in what seems to be a violation of the CDC order, is requiring masks indoors. And I have a feeling that in blue states, at least in big cities, this may just be the beginning of a return to where we were last year. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:25, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Tuesday style. Remember, get that brand new app. You can leave us a talk back message as well as call or text the station. Speaking of text here, so let's go to the first one here. Larry said, if my doctor's office would get the vaccine instead of Walmart and Walgreens in my town, I'd be more comfortable with getting it. I don't know how you do that. Do you talk to your doctor's office, see if they do? I think some do, right? Larry, this is a bad statement about me, but it would be like the drive-through aspect. I want to think that if I would have to go in to get my, you know, those quick tests, the quick response tests that I was taking the last couple of weeks as I was, you know, getting the family. By the way, thank you for asking. The family is good. There are different levels of recovery, but most of them are back to themselves. So that's good. But I don't, would I have gotten the test as often as I did if I couldn't just drive through and get it? It's a bad statement on me, I guess, but I think I did get it more because I could just set the appointment each night, drive by there, swab the nose, and move on. It was so to each your own, Larry. That's a good thing. Hopefully, you can find a your physician can get it. You can do it that way if that makes you more comfortable getting the vaccine or getting a screening. For some of us, you know, we get everything else through the window. We get lunch, dinner. We don't have beer yet being handed through the window, but that's coming. And get our COVID testing. All right, Bob says, okay, Sean, sounds like to me we're heading towards herd immunity in Alabama with 35% vaccination rate, and all these people getting the Delta variant should be at herd immunity in no time. Interesting, Bob. I wonder how widespread, meaning what Bob's saying, and it, which is accurate, you could arrive at herd immunity by, what do they call it, the wild type. In other words, the regular stuff, right? Good old, what I had good old-fashioned original recipe COVID. Right, I didn't get the new crispy, but I had the original recipe. With this new one, is that enough people in the mix? Bob, I don't know. I don't know how you run those numbers. It's an interesting thought. Phil says, where does it end? Unless anyone can tell us this, no one wants to hear it. I don't know. Now Delta, then Lambda, what? I don't know. Do we get to Omega? And then we start naming them for hurricanes or something? I don't know, Phil. Until the government of the world pushes back on China, I don't. Are they because they would keep pushing variants to no end? Yeah, these variants, I think, Phil, and I'm not speaking as an epidemiologist, just some guy. But, look at this stuff. The variants now are kind of on their own. You know, you started this ball rolling and it produces bat rolling out of the Wuhan laboratory, and then it starts producing its own variants. That's my feeling on it. Once again, not claiming to be an epidemiologist. Brian and Citronelle, thank you for asking about the family as well, Brian. They're doing better. You know what? Brian, they probably had to recover quickly, because when you have me as your nursemaid, I try. You know, I'm trying to do my best as a nursemaid. I like buy the bags full of stuff and say, here's the medicine, I'm running away. Brian also asked, what's the percentage of the people that got COVID and got better? I think most folks, right? But I do think the number for that original recipe, Brian, the death toll was considerably higher than what we're seeing now for Delta variant. Now, unlike Fauci, the WHO and the people come out and tell you, absolutely, this is what it is. And then 2 weeks later, they go, well, now it's changed. I'm going to do this thing and tell you, I don't know what next week holds or next month holds. Right now, that's what it looks like, is that, and also, once again, 99.7% of the deaths right now from the Delta variant are in unvaccinated people. So if you're vaccinating, that's at least looking at those stats is a good thing. All right, unnamed texter says, it seems a bit convenient to me that the spike only happened after the vaccination rate was well below what Czar Biden wanted. I also find it very interesting that most of the spread I'm hearing about, outbreaks, are in churches. Secular activities seem to be okay. I don't know, unnamed texter. When it got into our family, it came through, not saying that no one went to mass that week, but it seemed to be off of one family member, two family members coming in and being part of our Independence Day celebration. So, Sean's talking about vitamins are a general good health and can lessen severity as well. Sean, I am I'm riding dirty in my truck right now, have been for a couple weeks. vitamin D3 plus or whatever that is, the gummies, and zinc. Oh, I got them, man.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Right, 12:35 on a, I was going to say on a rainy Tuesday, but they're lots of rainy days, although it seems a little more sun in the mix by later in the week. Still some rain, just hotter. Thanks, Dr. Bill. I want to say hello to my buddy Angelo. He's at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, and he's got a couple things to update us on. First of all, Angelo, gold and silver prices, are we seeing a little dip here or maybe a time to buy?
Yeah, a little bit of a dip, definitely on silver. Silver right now is hovering around $25 an ounce. It's been in the 26-plus range for quite a while. Gold is hovering around $1,800. And again, that's still a little bit of a dip. Quite ironic when you look at sort of the pre-COVID numbers, gold was at, you know, $1,400 or $1,500. Now it's at $1,800, and we're calling that a dip. Silver was $16 or $17 an ounce. Now it's $25, and we're calling that a dip. But if you're one of those people that's been really wanting to get that opportunity to get in some gold and silver, but the price has been scaring you a little bit, this is a great chance to get in while there's that little bit of a dip on the marketplace.
All right. Also, we hadn't talked about it in a while, but hey, I've had my family in there doing this with you. I trust you with my mama, so that says a lot. When people get come in and they want to get one of those free appraisals and check things out, how does that work? If somebody's thinking, okay, I got this stuff or something they're looking to buy or want to know what the value of it is, do they have to get an appointment? How do they work that?
No, it's real simple, straightforward. I mean, you can book an appointment if you want to. Go online, mobilebaycoins.com. Or call the shop, 725-1590. But in most cases, you can just come into the shop. You might have to wait a couple minutes while we finish up with a customer ahead of you. Then we'll bring you up to the counter, sort and organize your stuff, tell you where the current market prices are on it. And I got to tell you that we had somebody come in just the other day. We did an appraisal a couple years ago at her bank, and the bank is closing that branch. She brought the stuff in, and her collection of items has almost doubled during that time. So
wow.
She was very shocked, very surprised, and very happy with the end result, Sean.
All right. So folks want to check out the gift ideas, precious metals, get that estimate done on their goods. How do they get in touch with you?
And we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street, online, mobilebaycoins.com. You can schedule an appointment there. You can reach out to us there. Of course, you can always listen to us every Tuesday night on FM Talk 106.5 from 6 to 7. If you miss the podcast there, you can go to Two Guys and Some Change and look it up there and listen to us talking about all this stuff.
All right, Angelo, I appreciate it, man, and I will be listening to you tonight.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's a good one. You'll have fun.
All right, good deal.
Hey, buddy.
All right. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Glenn says, why does Alabama always have to be, can I say this? Asked backwards? I guess I did. A state, last in percentage of vaccinated. You know, I don't know that that means, once again, I'm in this place that I think is an okay place to be, and obviously, because it's how I feel, while vaccinations are showing benefit here, I also defend strongly people's rights to choose not to get vaccinated. You know, this idea, and by the way, the politicization, let me take a little side note here. Like if you're looking at stupid USA Today and they have the sidebar ads, what state likes pizza more? Okay, whatever. We're going into one of those sidebars. In this sidebar, the politics of this, first of all, I'm waiting to hear, will this Delta variant be blamed on President Biden the way original recipe COVID was blamed on former President Trump, you know, number one. Number two, when they write articles, I think I said this on yesterday's show, when they come out, write articles or do news reports and talk about people not getting vaccinated, right? They say Fox News and other conservative groups are pushing people not to get vaccinated. First of all, what administration was there for Operation Warp Speed, right? Remember, I'm doing this. It's the best thing ever. I'm taking the vaccine. I'm into the vaccine. To try to tell me that this is a Trump former President Trump was all aboard developing the vaccine, got the vaccine, started talking about, remember, it's the best vaccine. I can't do a Trump, but you know, it's the best vaccine. You ought to get it. It's fantastic. Never been one better. I mean, this is to come out. You talk about dishonest out of mainstream media to come out and say, well, you know, it's the influence of Trump keeping people. Okay, let's just look at some real numbers here. So, and some facts. So President Trump had warp speed and pushed the vaccine program. Correct? Am I correct? Anybody? Anybody can disagree? Okay. Number two, the leading groups, and I wish it wasn't this way. You know, it frustrates me to no end that people identify their party with their skin color and their whatever. It frustrates the bejesus out of me. But if you're going to play this game, I think what the leading groups in the United States to not get the vaccine are Black Americans, who overwhelmingly, I wish it was not dictated by race, but overwhelmingly vote for Democrats. So to tell me, to come out and say it's conservative voices that are, there's something deeper. There's something else going on here. Once again, last week when the discussion came up, and I think it was Senator McClendon said, you know, we had to really, put a 280 PH to see how they failed in getting the vaccination numbers up. I have no problem with doing an investigation how to do it better, but somebody tell me honestly what how is it 80 PH's fault? Now, if it's anybody's fault, it's Fauci and others that had triple speak in the beginning and had to come out with some kind of definitive statement on a mask or a vaccine or who needed it or who didn't need it versus saying, hey, here's what we have. Wouldn't you love a press conference with people that acted normal, that came out there and said, okay, y'all, thanks for being here. All right, so here's what we got. Here's the numbers we got from yesterday, da-da-da-da-da. Here's what the information we have right now shows. We're working on it. This is a brand new thing. We don't know what tomorrow holds. I can't tell you this is the best idea we have right now, but this may change. Wouldn't it be cool to have somebody speak to us like that? But that didn't happen. So that leads to it. All right, so I'm with you in the fact that I want, you know, people, and it seems like the good news is the people that were older, people that were immunocompromised or some kind of other situation, pre-existing condition, got vaccinated in higher numbers. And so we're not seeing those stories there. I mean, not to go back, but I mean, you know what we've gone through here, right? Lost a very close friend here at the radio station, essentially a family member, the way we are around here in the early days of COVID. And since then, I've lost many friends. I say many, one, two, three, since then. Okay, so I took that seriously. But you know what? I also lose friends to heart attacks and car crashes and all kind of horrible things. And it stinks. It sucks. But it's part of being a human being alive on the planet. But if you can make the best decisions, you do that with having information. And to say if information comes out that you don't want to hear, that it's immediately wrong, or information comes out that you want to hear that it's immediately right, you're not treating it like a grown-up. And so, while I would like to see the numbers higher here in Alabama, I also will, until they rip it from me, I will defend their right to choose not to get the vaccine. All right. Jason saying that he thinks Fauci sounds like Elmer Fudd. I don't think he does. I think he sounds like some like tertiary character in like Goodfellas. Not like not super mobster voice, but kind of like that's what he sounds like to me. Brian in Fairhope, if the vaccine can't keep you from catching it, then why talk about herd immunity? Sounds like it's not a possibility if you could still catch after getting the vaccine. Well, say this, that people have lighter cases is what they're saying with the vaccine. And maybe that helps them, recover faster, not be as contagious as long. I don't know. But the herd immunity thing could come. I tell you what, once somebody catches it and has it, then you do have, we kind of ignore that there's a value to the wild type cases, people that get the real thing and then have antibodies after that. Now, the time period that lasts, once again, what they should say is we don't know yet because this thing's only been around for a year and a half or so. Supermom likes airborne chewables. Yeah, I think there's some of those in my house, some airborne chewables, but I got the D3 Mega Plus gummies. I don't know. That and the zinc. People that I know that have degrees of much higher education than I and friends of mine said, yeah, you probably should do that. It's not going to hurt you. Yeah, Supermom says, I've been around multiple family members and coworkers with the virus, and knock on wood, I've not had so much as a cold. Get you some. All right. Pete is right. Pete says, your Donald Trump sounds awful. A lot like Ross Perot. Awful lot like Ross Perot. Now, I can do that one, Pete. But you look up here on the whiteboard. If you hear that giant sucking sound that's happening. Like I watched Ross Perot enough as a child that one stuck with me. No, I don't do a good Trump. All right. We have time. Okay, we have time to take a call here before the break. Let's see. Harry in Spanish Fort, first up. Hey, Harry.
Yes, sir. I would like to know if Marjorie Taylor Greene says that this virus is anybody under 65 is not in danger and a vaccination is not necessary. Didn't your family have a bunch of this mess?
Yes, absolutely. Children and those of us that may be approaching middle age. Yes.
Yeah. Well, she says it's under 65 is no worry. Is that's absolutely false, ain't it?
Yeah. I would think so from the information I see right now. It doesn't sound. Yeah, I don't look to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Your own family too,
sir.
And from your own family, you can see that it's absolutely false. Your family has had it.
Yeah, absolutely. They've gotten it. Now Nobody's hospitalized. Thank God. I guess we've gotten enough into this. I'll tell you, my kids rebounded pretty quickly. Although I will say there's a condition here. Parents of teenagers, there's a recurrence of this that when you start asking them when they feel better and you say, hey, now y'all need to do something about cleaning up your room, then they relapse.
Yeah, I guess so. That might be a good deal. I was just wondering because in the beginning, Donald Trump said that it was 99.7% harmless to people and the children were completely immune. And I said, well, I don't know.
Did she say children were immune? Well, then, once again, she stepped in.
Listen, man, thank you so much. And you have a great day, and may God bless you and your family.
Hey, you too, Harry. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. God bless those children for having me as a dad, right? Who was it earlier said they were getting it? Like I said, I've been the caregiver the last couple weeks here for my family, and they realized the danger of that. Can you imagine that? You're only... Yeah, there it is. Brian in Citronella said, your poor family. Nurse Sean at your service. Preach, Brian. He also said, I'm so glad you brought this up. I'm a Trump supporter, and I'm very leery about the vaccine. That's all I'm pointing out is this. When you hear these national news sources say, well, it's former President Trump and his rhetoric has led to these conservative red states not getting the vaccine. Operation Warp Speed happened toward the Trump administration. Vice President Pence was the warpiest, right? President Trump took the vaccine. That's a fail, mainstream media. That is a fail. I think it's a little more intricate than that.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, Ted. Great text from y'all. Reminder, too, we still have a telephone around here at 343-0106. Okay. I think Tim says, I think I said it once before, but I know people that died from the COVID virus the second time they had it, plus they had the vaccine. I've heard cases of people getting it multiple times, and then in this, I'm not trying to give you a health screening here. I'm telling you, there's, folks I know in my family that had the vaccine that still got it, kids didn't have the vaccine. They got it, but it's a mixture. This idea that it's going to be plug and play, it's going to be the same for everyone. I think we have to take every day, every month that goes by and realize we're getting more information on this. So hopefully we make better decisions now. We don't go into any kind of, massive shutdowns and all that kind of stuff. I don't think, I said this to Dalton this morning during the morning show. I don't even think that happens coming from the Biden administration. I think they would push back on those there. They're like, yeah, do it. They would realize how politically untenable that is with people of whatever political stripe. And let me mention that too, that it would be interesting to see if we could go through and look at the number of stories that come out about this Delta variant or anything else COVID that don't have a that are just there for trying to bring you the best information possible then. In other words, that don't have a partisan angle to it. Because, listen, what drives so much of this business, right, out there, news business. And what gets me is if somebody tells you where they stand on something, tells you, hey, I have this opinion, I'm an opinion person, that doesn't bother me. But those that purport to be, shooting you straight, that don't, there's no value coming out of Washington unless you can make this information a weapon against the other side. Right? They have a tough time reporting a story, or they're not going to get sources for a story unless you can attach the story with, well, this is because of, this is because of President Biden. This is because of former President Trump. Like the idea of they don't see a value in it. The story has to blame someone, right? To make it easy, has to blame someone. And that's this crazy thing that's happened here with the national news sources saying, well, it's the effect of former President Trump is why states like Alabama, he was in charge of Operation Warp Speed. I mean, are we just, I'm not asking them to remember something from, decades ago. How about something from last year? To say that that's why. There's something else working here of why it is. And the idea, once again, that people can't, we'll hear this, there'll be pressers and you'll hear this, that people can't find a place to get the vaccine. BS. Okay? BS. When they say, they can't, people in whatever, they're not even saying underserved communities, just people can't find a place to get, people are making a choice. Whether you want to admit it or not, people are making a choice. Now, the job is to incentivize people. I tell you what one of the biggest incentives is happening right now. This Delta variant would be an incentive for people who didn't get it before probably to go back and get a vaccine. But that isn't going to protect you, we can see here, from getting it. But it may lessen the condition. I mean, that is inaccurate. And I don't have those numbers, and I don't think anybody's put them out. But there is some, from my understanding, there is people that have the vaccine, which, by the way, Moderna and Pfizer are Pfizer's 96% efficacy, Pfizer's 95, or one's 95, one 94, something like that. The two of them are right there next to each other. Then there's J&J that's 64%, because that makes a lot of sense. When you say, I could get the vaccine that's 95% effective, but, I just don't think that much of myself. Give me that one that's 64%. I do realize it's one shot versus two, but still leaves me wondering on that. Let me grab a quick call here before we go to the news, and then y'all can hold on. We'll get to you after the news break. Let's go to James. He's in Mobile up first. Hey, James.
Hey, Sean. It's the engineer guy, James.
Hey, man.
It wouldn't bother me so bad, this fact that, when Donald Trump was in, of course, he was coming to the end. He didn't get reelected. He had said it should be available between December and January, which he was right on. The news badgered come at him every which way. That's all we heard about. We had people talk about Biden, his secrecy. He won't have news meetings to tell us anything. But going to the corona, though, this is my problem with the corona. What has happened to the flu? The flu don't disappear.
No, it didn't. But in fact, my family had, two of my family members did have the regular flu. We thought they had corona last year. And they went to the doctor. Right. I said, y'all go get checked. And they came home and said, no, we have the flu. So.
Right.
I know that ruins Facebook.
But we ain't heard a word about this. Now, I'm not picking on you about this. I'm glad you have the lady on there. I like what she said. But you had a lady on there, I believe from USA, that made a statement to the effect of, that a lot of the reporting, like the motorcycle guy on the motorcycle wreck that got killed, was reported as being a corona death. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? That's what got, and I appreciate the call, James, but that's why, and Dr. Wendy Murphy is who you're talking about. That's why she's going to be back on with me on Thursday. Last year, when those, because I would try to go through what I saw on social media and people post up about what was happening with corona. And I was trying to ask people that are frontline people to say, is this true or not? And Dr. Murphy was on the show and said, James, you're correct. We talked about that. I said, hey, here's a scenario where I've got coronavirus, but I can't hear the beep, 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 and I get backed over by a track hoe. Would I be filed under coronavirus? She said in a lot of places she would. Like, she didn't make the rule, and she was honest with me. Goes on a long way, brothers and sisters, a long way. Yeah, so hopefully on Dr. Murphy on Thursday's show. We'll come back. I got more texts to get to. Also, we'll talk about the announcement from Rusty Glover, former state senator, running for state auditor. Do that when we come back.